This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
If you are free to call in and talk live on the airwaves, that's what we do here. Free Talk Live, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it is 1,900 hours or up to 2,200 hours Eastern time, anywhere in the world, you can call us and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
And Chris.
Michael's sitting in with us. Appreciate you staying as long as you like here, Michael. We talked in the last hour about sort of my adventures getting kicked out of Japan a couple days ago. I can't even describe what day things occurred when over the course of, you know, like that last 48 hours that just sort of disappeared because, you know, you're on the other side of the world. I don't even know.
You're on a plane, and the time zone changed about six times. And
right. Yeah. I imagined getting work done on the plane. That did not happen. It just didn't happen.
You're lucky if you get sleep done on the plane.
Right. So I'm looking at, I've got a little app on my phone that I had pulled up for this just this purpose. It says it's 2,000 hours now on Friday, May the 10th. But in Tokyo, so, you know, May the 11th, it's 900 hours. 07, but... 7 minutes after.
907.
Yeah. 907. So, I mean, you know, you can call in and talk about immigration laws and countries and things like that if you want. But I tell you, I wasn't real pleased with what happened in Japan. But I got an interesting article here. I found it through InfoWars, which I am loath to use as a source at any point. I looked it up, and I do have an Italian site that does mention things about buses and Muslims. So... I've also found a corroborating story that appears to be hosted on several sites, none of which I would want to use as a source for anything on Free Talk Live, but I'm going to go ahead and use this one from jihadwatch.org. I know, Free Talk Live hitting a new low.
Oh.
Wow. Oh.
I'm just going to start reading it here. Did I say Christine Douglas Williams is writing? Demands by Islamic supremacists are incessant and insidious, she says. A bus driver in Paris refused to pick up a woman because of her short skirt. When the bus arrived, the driver stopped, looked at them, and then left without opening the doors. She and a partner there. The girls ran after the bus and managed to catch up to it at a red light. When they asked the driver why they weren't allowed on board, he responded, "Think about dressing as you should." There should have been ongoing incidents of Muslims denying. There have been ongoing incidents of Muslims denying infidels, whatever. Here, it goes on from there. But this story appears to be true, and those appear to be the facts. And
it sounds plausible.
Yeah, it sounds plausible.
I mean, regardless of whether it's true, I definitely can imagine this happening.
Right.
And not even just with a Muslim.
And, it's not just with a Muslim, but I can see, people choosing to, choosing their religion over, their job is fine by me. I think you should be able to do that. I don't think there should be any ramifications necessarily. But if this bus driver didn't want to pick up people who are dressing differently than he would like people to pick up, maybe he has a bad day or whatever, and he doesn't want to pick somebody up because of the way they're dressed, he probably should have known that ahead of time. Before you took the job. Like, for instance, I'm a Quaker. We don't believe in using violence. Before I take a job with the mob doing a hitman work, right? Like, maybe I should consider whether or not that's going to morally conflict with my values. I'm sorry, Don Luigi. I can't take this. You're asking me to kill somebody, and I'm a Quaker. Hey, listen here, Mark. You know, you took a job as a hitman, right? You're supposed to whack people when I say whack them. Right? And so I can't just decide not to do it afterwards. So this guy works for the government. These ladies in the miniskirts pay their taxes. I presume this is the truth. Maybe these are private buses, in which case this is an entirely different conversation. If you're running a private bus line, you've got your own set of rules.
Right.
Maybe this guy owns the private bus line, in which case I support him. If you own your own bus, you should be able to decide who you pick up and who you don't pick up. As far as I'm concerned, I
would agree. But how many people that own their own bus line drive a bus?
Vanishingly few.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't.
In Paris, I can't imagine this is possible. I'm just giving the qualifying statement. You shouldn't have to violate your religion if you don't want to. However, when you take a job, especially a government job, where everybody pays their taxes, then yes. That's your job.
You're supposed to do that job according to specifications.
You know, even if it wasn't a government bus, it's still probably not in the job description to deny passengers based on the length of their skirt.
Let's go to the next story on that one. I want to get into that too because it's it's relevant. So basically, there have been. See, in another case, a Muslim Uber driver in New York City threw a gay man out of the car, dragging him along the street and said he'd be beheaded in his country. In another case in NYC,
nice guy.
A Muslim Uber driver kicked a lesbian couple out of the car for kissing. More recently in the UK, Uber banned a Muslim driver who refused to pick up Jewish customers. He said he had a no-Jews policy. But as Roger Spencer notes and warns, it's good as managers were fired. Anyway, these in the case of Uber, these literally are people who are driving their vehicle, right, to pick people up.
Right.
And I don't think that they have any obligation to pick up somebody that they don't want to pick up. However, Uber, as the dispatcher in this circumstance, has the ability, if they wish, to say, well, we're just not going to send any more fares your direction. If this is going to be your criteria.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, yeah, I don't think you need to let gays, lesbians, or Jews, are gays and lesbians the same thing? Chris, I'm going to default to you on this one.
They're different sexes.
Yeah. But are lesbians gay?
Are lesbians gay? Yes.
Well, they're not gay men.
They're not gay men.
Yeah, but gay doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily a particular sex when you're talking about somebody being gay.
Right. Well,
lesbian specific sex.
That's how I would define it.
Yeah.
But GLBT includes an L, and I'm wondering whether gay has come to mean male gay.
Yeah, historically, gay did imply male.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Really.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll have to take your word on it. I mean, I'm only 34, so.
I find lesbian to be a harsh word and would rather just use the term gay because I find it to be a less harsh term. But
I would consider gay to include either men or women. But
yeah. Either that's how I would have defined it initially, but you know
I would imagine that's probably the commonly accepted term, whether or not there's a history of it being specifically men.
Yeah, so I don't think that any and I don't care if it's Muslims, but I mean in these cases this Jihad Watch is very concerned about what these people's religion is.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter to me why somebody refuses to let somebody in the car. They should be allowed to do that. They could have a no-Jews policy, as they say here. And I, as a person who would, at least by some, be considered Jewish, I don't have a problem with that. If somebody wants to say, you can't ride in my car because you're Jewish, excellent. I will be talking to Uber about it, though. And I would hope that Uber would say, look, you need the firm believers ride share app or whatever. Some ride sharing app that allows people who, you know, want to deal with this kind of crap and hate in their lives. Because I don't want to be told by somebody that that I'm not allowed in the car for these reasons. And if I'm confronted with that while using a major app, I'm definitely going to say, hey, there's a problem here. This is an issue.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But I'm much more likely to be denied because I'm a convicted felon of things
than
I am for
You have your own reasons to be discriminated against.
Yeah.
And
nobody cares, mind you. That kind of discrimination is completely acceptable.
You know, it is completely acceptable, but I can sympathize with it, and I certainly care, but I definitely agree that I would say 99.95% of the population does not care.
Yeah.
At all.
Right,
I think there's probably 2 to 3% of the population that has sympathy, but, you know, how many of them are going to go out there and protest it? probably even a smaller percentage of
right,
that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
A little left.
It's sad.
So, yeah, if you think that, I'm not entirely sure, if you're applauding this Muslim driver for not picking up these people in the short skirt, or the Jews, or the gay people, or whatever, the number 855-450-3733. If you don't, your thoughts, too, are welcome. 855-450-3733.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Welcome to call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about here a Muslim guy in Paris bus driver, decided not to pick up a couple of gals because at least one of them had on a skirt that was too short. And there have been a couple of other stories of, you know, Muslim Uber drivers deciding not to pick up gay guys, a lesbian couple got kicked out of a car for kissing, and then a situation where an Uber driver was banned for refusing to pick up Jewish customers. I'm not sure how he would know. Maybe if they were really obvious, he had a no-Jews policy, he said, and Uber got pretty upset with that. And, you know, just sort of discussions about discrimination and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, I think, from a moral standpoint, here on Freight Talk Live, but I want to tell you about AnyPay. If you've got a problem with a gay-owned business, you shouldn't go to how to take Bitcoin, helpmetakebitcoin.com. Because, as I just described, Stephen and Derek, in the last break there.
That's good.
So flaming, things near them catch fire.
Right? This is true.
These guys from Help Me Take Bitcoin, who will gladly help you take Bitcoin at your retail business for free, make it easy for you, just make it as simple as they could possibly be, are queerer than football bats. Have you ever heard that term, Chris?
No.
It's funny.
I love it.
Queerer than a football bat. It amuses me. It doesn't offend you, does it?
No.
Chris, you're also gay, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I don't know what you've said on the air and what you haven't. You and I haven't been on the air too darn often together.
No. Totally out. Everybody knows. And
you've got an established partner. And I didn't know that you guys were gay together or whatever, you know, for the longest time. Because I don't go poking around in people's business. It just doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't come up that often. I mean, it's like I'll introduce myself. I'll introduce myself and my partner as my partner. So, yeah. Unfortunately, and my
particular... Ian's my partner too, right?
Yeah, right. Unfortunately, the choice of words, which I haven't yet to come up with a better choice of words, it can also, especially in my situation, because I have a business. Also, people then jump to the conclusion that we're business partners when we have no business relationship whatsoever.
Well, some business relationship,
sorry,
but not partner
relationship, but we're not partners in the same company. He has a project and a software project that he does, and he gets money from that from other sources. And, you know, I do use his software on some of my company's products, or one of my company's products, well, a couple of them over the years. But the point is, it's one product in a catalog of hundreds of items. So it's like he's certainly not my partner in the sense that he owns a part of the business or anything of that nature.
Right.
So
you could say gay partner. That would just that'd stand their hair on end when you
that'd make it obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but it also seems to be like kind of like
throwing in people's faces.
Yeah, like, and I'm not a flaming homosexual, so to speak. I'm not looking to be like, oh, I'm gay. You know, like
make a declaration.
Right. It's like, do you make a declaration that you're straight? You know, when you introduce your partner, you know.
Well, it's just obvious as it could possibly be. My wife's got, D cups and, you know, she's got a thin waistline and, you know, these kind of things that people know right away. This is not a man masquerading as a woman.
Look, maybe I should introduce my partner as my wife, but it's like,
weirder.
Right. Like,
Bob's nobody's husband, wife.
Like, I don't know. Like, what is that, you know, what is that,
I don't know.
There's not an alternative for me to use other than partner that comes off as not
partner's
being...
the only term that you find comfortable, and the term itself is confusing. It could be a person that you ride horses with, it could be a person that you're in business with, or it could be a person who you're in a romantic relationship with, and as confusing as it could be.
I think there is a way to solve this problem. It's simply me showing him affection, and it would get the message across, you know, a little bit of affection, holding my hand or something like that. But he is not a person who is, he's out and everything, but you know, he is the exact opposite of flaming. So he's shy. So he doesn't believe in holding hands in public. Like, even if he was with a woman, it wouldn't make any difference to him.
Right.
So it's, and not that he's religious or anything. He cares about what other people think. And some people think that men and women shouldn't hold hands. So, and for that matter, you know, two gay guys. So he just doesn't do it.
I know that I've held hands with men in public, like my dad and things like that. I mean, it wouldn't bother me to hold somebody's hand, but I would never, like, interlace fingers.
Yeah, I mean, so you have to also look at it from his perspective. He grew up in the South.
Yep.
He spent a number of years down there. He was born in the South. He didn't live a long time in the South, but he spent 4 years of his teenage, you know, basically puberty through, you know, young adulthood. So
it's 4 years.
Yeah, it's... He's got some legitimate concerns, and he can't get over the fact that he's not in the South anymore.
You know, if it's formative, it's formative. I still say ma'am and those kind of things. I grew up in the South, and frankly, my parents didn't require me to say ma'am and sir, but... you know, enough time working for the state and the capacity that I did as an inmate, you got to do it. So, you know, that's how that goes. Anyway, if you want to take Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. I don't care what you think about these fellows. They do great work. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. And... as you know, what do you guys think about these Muslim drivers that have refused to pick up people based on, you know, the sort of their dress or their religion or their sexual preference?
I mean, look, if he was working for me, I'd fire him because he's not doing his job.
Right.
It's
I do the same.
It's I don't have a problem with somebody who has. I'm not going to fire somebody because they have a, you know, they have a certain religion or faith or whatever.
So what if
I'm going to fire them for not doing their job though?
You have a business and you actually do have employees at times.
Right.
And what if somebody said, "Look, I don't agree with your lifestyle, Chris."
That's fine. I wouldn't fire them just because they disagree with my lifestyle. Yeah. But if they're, you know, if they're doing stuff,
I'm not sure what your lifestyle is. I mean, you don't even go out and party on the weekends or anything. Like your lifestyle is so not confronting.
Boring. It's a boring lifestyle. I would definitely agree with. Well, you know, I don't know. I probably wouldn't say it's boring. I would say more along the lines. I think there's certain interesting aspects of it that, especially over the last couple of years, but I don't necessarily, I'm not a party person.
So you wouldn't even refuse to hire somebody who thought that being gay was bad, right? As long as you didn't have to hear it over and over again. that's the thing is, you know you're going to have to.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to be abusive, you know, that's one thing, but if you're, look, I've hired people who are religious, right? Like, I didn't fire anybody who just because they were religious either. I haven't really fired anybody. I've never felt like I had the need, and it's, you know, I mean, certainly I would say the people before I've had employees that have performed less than ideally, and certainly I would have been justified in firing them.
But you try to figure out how to have them do the job that's right for them and, you know, tailor the job to some extent to their skill set.
I mean, you're going to put up with a little bit of... you know, garbage.
Having an employee.
Yeah, I mean, with any employee, it's, you know, but, yeah, I mean, at some point you do have to fire somebody if they're not showing up to work on time or they're not showing up to work at all, so.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. What do you think? Not picking up people because of their gender, their ethnicity? Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Farmers will be among the most affected by the tariffs, and hog farmer Brian Duncan tells Fox News,
"Well, I think the reality is a lot of farmers were looking at this week, today particularly, as the end of maybe a long journey towards a better trade deal."
Right there.
It doesn't appear so, does it? And so I think a lot of farmers have said, okay, what's next? We're out of economic runway.
Parts of Texas are still underwater after a series of floods and recent storms brought golf ball-sized hail and flooded streets to the Houston area. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo urging people not to underestimate the danger of flood water.
Watch out for water on the roadways. Don't drive into water if you see it. Stay safe.
There's still a chance for some severe weather in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom. And, you know, on Free Talk Live, we try to get a whole bunch of different topics going at any given time. And it could be difficult to, take on some of these issues. In many cases, you're not allowed in this world. This is a funny one because you see the intersection of a vilified religious group and a vilified sexual preference group. I don't even know what to call them, but gay folks and Muslim folks. So here you have a situation where a Muslim Uber driver refused to pick up a gay guy, and I'm not sure how he determined that the guy was gay. Some guys you can look at and, just determine, well, that guy's gay, or he's headed off to a some kind of weird party. But there's very few of the gay guys in the world are that way. A couple of lesbians got kicked out of an Uber for kissing in the car. Now, I'm not sure what kind of kissing we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I just imagined pretty platonic kissing, but whatever. Wouldn't make a particular difference. If you have a problem with anybody kissing in the car, I suppose that could be an issue. But, you know, like, how far could it go before you're allowed to say something as an Uber driver? I mean, are the lesbians allowed to do more? No, I don't think they are. Than somebody else.
If you're going all the way, I think that's too far. You know, that's I think it's probably a legitimate concern because they're going to create a mess.
Right.
But kissing? Yeah, I don't know. Even if you're going all out at kissing, it's probably, you know, you drop the people off. They're going to get out of your car at some point. You've had worse people in your car as an Uber driver. I mean, all the drunks that Uber drivers pick up, it's kind of hard to justify somebody kissing no matter how far they're going.
As an Uber passenger, I've always had good experiences. My drivers have been great. You know, they're just picking me up, taking me from one location to another.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So it's always been
Me too.
Good. And I haven't had any particular problems. A lot of guys from, a lot of people from outside the country, you know, Uber makes it easy to, you know, get a car and get a job. You know, you don't have to ask anybody at that point. I don't know what their rules are as far as employing people, but, you know, I mean, many of these people, English wasn't their primary language, and they certainly weren't from the United States. But anyway, this one Uber driver refused to pick up a Jewish customer because he had a no-Jews policy. He was Muslim. And I guess Robert Spencer, I'm not sure who that is, says it warns it is good that this man was fired, but Britain is changing rapidly, and Uber, along with the entire British establishment, is trying to pretend that it isn't happening. How long will it be before Uber will be changed with being would be charged with being Islamophobic for firing this driver? I don't think so, because he kicked somebody else out for another religion. But anyway, you know, it's an interesting question. How long will it be before cabs and Ubers in London will be labeled as to whether or not they allow Jews or passengers carrying alcohol or ham sandwiches, etc.? Hysterical? Just watch. I'm not sure that I go for it. But, you know, I mean, what this guy done, this Uber driver has done, is give fuel to that kind of guy there so that he can make his statements. And,
yeah,
you know, if you want to have a no Jews or no Muslims policy in your vehicle, you're just not going to really operate very well in modern society.
You know, there's probably a really easy way to solve this problem. Instead of going and getting, business through Uber, start your own, cab company. It's not like it's impossible.
It's just highly unlikely at this point. Well, I mean, you could just go around getting rides in your neighborhood if you live in, I don't know, maybe they've got they've got Muslim enclaves in Paris or whatever.
There are independent taxis and things like that in Keene, so I don't necessarily know it's really that difficult.
You can build a book of business and do it.
Yeah, I don't think it would be that impossible. You probably would have to do a little bit of legwork, throw your business cards around town, things like that.
You could use apps like Uber and Lyft early on to give your business card out, so that you could then provide service to people in a way that they didn't use the app?
That might be a problem.
It'd be a problem, but you could do it.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're already preparing to
true.
To get fired because you're not going to let certain people in your car, then you could.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's, you know, if you call yourself Islamist, whatever, I think it's
going to get. I don't think anybody calls themselves Islamist.
Well, I
think that's a term to describe somebody who is Muslim for someone else's taste.
Well, but if you want to cater to that Islamic community, for example, right, you can do that. And I doubt you're going to find a whole lot of people who are of a different mindset than you calling up your cab company to get a ride. So I don't think that there's not a solution to this problem. I think there probably is a solution to this problem.
Well, it's not just, folks like this that are having some trouble in Europe and France. This one story was out of France. But apparently France is discriminating against a different sort of person, too. Got a story here from The Sovereign Man, or sovereignman.com. And I don't know who wrote it because Sovereign Man doesn't give the names of their authors, at least not generally. The Sovereign Man, Simon Black, is a nom de plume of somebody I have never quite been able to figure out who it is. I'll bet I've seen them at these conventions that I go to, the Liberty-oriented conventions and stuff like that, but I don't know who Simon Black is. So, according to a recent report by Bloomberg, more than 108,000 millionaires. There's not that many millionaires out there in the world, but 108,000 of them have left their home countries last year. in search of greener pastures. Most immigrated from countries like China and Russia. There's no surprise there. India also saw a large outflow of millionaires as tax authorities tightened their grip. So India had new tax rules come in place, and lots of millionaire Indians left.
Yeah, taxes in India are terrible.
Yeah. Turkey saw an exodus in the wake of their strongman president. Western countries like France and England also lost boatloads or planefuls of millionaires. Excessive taxation is the most obvious reason.
That's going to start happening in the U.S. soon, too.
I think it is.
But we have higher taxes now in the United States because of the tariffs from Trump. And sales taxes, because they've added sales taxes to online purchases. So you're talking about basically going from a 0% tax a few years ago up to 25, 35, 36, 37, 38, up to as high as 38% basically in taxes now.
And that's on products you buy.
Yeah, and that doesn't include, obviously, your income, the income taxes, property taxes,
right.
Things like that.
So you got taxed on the money that you're going to use to buy the thing that has 38% tax on it
because
of the tariff.
Which is going to be higher than Europe. So in Europe, it's 20 to 25%.
Yep, that's true. So. And this matters. I've talked to liberals online on Facebook, and they laugh in my face, figuratively speaking, that I say that, if you overtax millionaires, they're going to leave.
Hmm.
And there's some evidence that millionaires, rich people, will run to certain zip codes, even if the taxes are higher there. So certain zip codes in California, taxation's high. New York City, taxation's high. But you'll find that millionaires tend to like to go there because they want to hang out where other millionaires are. They want to see and be seen. I think there's kind of two different sorts of millionaires. The ones that want to be known as millionaires and the ones that want to live a nice life and basically be left alone. And there's enough of the latter that at some point or another it's going to be meaningful. So I want to read this part about what's going on in France. For instance, France taxes the net wealth of households worth more than 1.3 million euros. As a result,
that's not even that much.
There are fewer and fewer households worth more than 1.3 million euros every year. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when you put a tax on something, expect it to go away. This is why they have taxes on cigarettes.
Yep.
And have they worked? When it comes to an addictive substance, I don't know if the taxes work as much as just sort of the shaming. I think we'd have less smoking currently if we allowed more people to vape indoors, nicotine vaping indoors, because now we treat the vapors in similar fashion as we do cigarette smokers, which is ridiculous. You don't benefit as much by vaping. But I think it has an effect. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE as in freedom.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord lines. If you go to discord.freetalklive.com, there's an app there, and you can download that and use the Discord lines to call in and talk about whatever floats your boat. Actually, I have a call on Discord here. I guess we'll be taking that here in the relatively near future. Want to tell you about ForkFest. ForkFest is a camping festival that Free Talk Live and some other folks are participating in, forming. I don't know how to call it, founding it or any of these things. But, you know, it's camping festival. You can come out and hang out with us. It's really a bunch of libertarians camping in the woods. Now, you may want to do some exciting stuff. So, for instance, some people are doing, man camp where you can learn to forge your own, bottle openers or, all kinds of things out of metal. Basically, it's a forging thing. And another guy is doing drone stuff. Another guy is serving food, and a family, actually, a lady and a gentleman, serving food. You can be involved in whatever way you want. Come to ForkFest 2019. It's at Rogers Campground, June the 13th through the 18th. In the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you want to find out more, the website is ForkFest.party. That's the website, ForkFest.party. And we'd love to have you out there. It'd be a lot of fun. Let's see if we can go to the Discord lines here. It's Footomatic. Footomatic, you're on Free Talk Live.
Footmatic, the great one.
Footmatic.
Mark, it's good to be with you.
Well, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I was intending to give an update on the Arizona medical marijuana situation, but I saw this interesting story out of Las Vegas about cannabis lounges going to open in Las Vegas.
Yeah, cannabis is pretty much legal in Vegas these days.
Yeah, and this is kind of dealing with a problem that we have here in Arizona with the medical stuff, is that you can't use it in public. There's, like, nowhere for people to to go, really, except this one restaurant.
One restaurant where you can smoke? Okay.
Attached to a medical marijuana dispensary. I guess it is classified as a dispensary.
It's part of the dispensary, but they serve food. Okay.
Edible cannabis. And this is from Leafly.com. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said, we had over 40 million tourists coming to Las Vegas, the growing number of them buying marijuana, and absolutely nowhere for them to legally use it. People are consuming it legally on the streets, in their cars, parking garages, and hotel rooms. Which I think it's BS that you can't smoke or vape or whatever you do with your legal cannabis in your hotel room.
Especially if you have a balcony, you'd think that that would be acceptable there.
Right. I mean, and there, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are a lot of hotel rooms or hotels in Vegas that still have smoking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can smoke.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I mean, you're able to smoke in many of these places. You know, you're in casinos. I mean, you can smoke cigarettes there. So, you know, why not marijuana?
So yeah, so this is the sheriff of Clark County, where in Vegas resides. He went to the Las Vegas City Council. And Nevada had basically not passed a bill that allowed cannabis lounges. So the city took it upon themselves to get these marijuana smoking lounges, which is kind of interesting.
Passed.
The city council voted a couple of days ago, 4-1. To approve an ordinance allowing cannabis lounges.
So is this in Paradise or Las Vegas, or is that the same thing? I mean, I know there's some distinction of some sort.
It's in Las Vegas.
Okay.
The
so you have to leave the Strip to do it?
Right. Not on the Strip. It says, quote, the 11-page final ordinance, amended several times since it was first proposed in December of 2017, allows for on-premises food and non-alcoholic beverage sales. The lounges themselves are required to be separate indoor facilities, no windows or outdoor access, and can't be located within a cannabis retail space.
You know, I would love to know these people that put together these lists. I know Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, is one of them, who determine what the freest places in the United States are. Why Nevada doesn't do better? Because there's some pretty serious freedoms you can have in Nevada. If you're into hookers, you're free, pretty free in
Nevada. Absolutely.
If you're into smoking pot, well, suddenly Nevada in the last year or so has gotten pretty darn free. If you're into gambling, Nevada is a free place for you. Not everybody needs every freedom that there is out there.
Yeah.
And freedom is different for different people. Nevada's looking like one of the freest places on the planet right about now. And I wonder what places like Florida and New Hampshire have to bring to the table that is somehow, you know, gets them higher on the list.
You know, you make a good point. And I think the problem, Mark, is that we actually have a situation where there are different states with different freedoms, so to speak.
Sure.
And
if you want economic freedom, to be able to open a business without asking a bunch of people, and to service your customers without having to pay a bunch of money to officious bureaucrats or something, that you pretty much can't find anywhere.
Yeah, and this is the problem I think we really have in pretty much everywhere, and it's that we don't have we don't have a situation where we have a group of people in one place that actually want freedom. So what we end up having is we just, in some states, we get lucky. And it could just be that next year we end up with your state ends up with something that you don't want. So you can't really move anywhere right now. I mean, you can...
I'm working on it for you, Chris. I'll have something for you that I'll be able to
just
say.
Just like Arizona is great on firearms rights.
Right.
They're great on a lot of things, but they're also terrible on a lot of things.
Right. New Hampshire's great on firearms, too, but that's if you want to carry a firearm. The thing is that you're hopefully, if it's a place where you want, where you can carry a firearm, the chances of you needing to carry the firearm diminish.
Yeah, there are a lot of Christian fascists running the state government in Arizona, which kind of negates a lot of
the ones that ran away from Utah.
Free points, yeah. This is really weird. In this ordinance, local to Las Vegas, it says to appease the resort and gaming industry, which began lobbying late in the process. These cannabis lounges can't be located within 1,000 feet of a Las Vegas property that offers gaming.
Okay.
They can be or
can't be?
They can't be. Okay.
Cannot be.
That seems like they're 1,000 feet. A lot of places I know in Vegas have gaming, on site, bars and all kinds of places.
Yeah, there's gaming as soon as you get off your airplane.
Right. You get
off
the airplane,
there in the terminal.
Well, it's sad that cities and municipalities do this kind of thing, but they do this kind of thing a lot. I wish that you'd have better freedoms, but in Nevada you can get in a car and drive from one county to another and go from different get different forms of freedom in one county than you get in another. And I guess in this case you have to wander a little ways to get to the place to buy and consume marijuana, but I still think Nevada is making a good run for freest place in the union.
It sounds like the liquor cartel is kind of running the marijuana regulations.
Surprise.
In Nevada, including in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
They say local licensing for the lounges will be available only to licensed cannabis retailers located on city property, which is 12 cannabis retailers, plus an additional 10 stores slated to open in Las Vegas by the end of the year.
Yeah, so 22 at that point. 22 for a city the size of Vegas still seems small to me, but,
There are a lot more in Phoenix.
Yeah. Huh.
But
that's the medical, right? In Phoenix? Medical?
Yeah. So, it's not recreational here yet, but we're working on it.
Wait, so what exactly did they legalize? It wasn't recreational at all, or?
In Arizona?
Aren't we talking about Nevada?
Nevada's recreational. Arizona's.
Nevada's full recreational legalization with, the caveat that you have to buy at the dispensaries from the.
And that's what just
licensed
passed?
Cannabis retailers. No, they're, what just passed in Vegas, or in Clark County, is cannabis lounges are going to be allowed. Where you can smoke.
Thanks for the update, Footmatic. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
And you can call in and sound just that good, as Footmatic did here, simply by using the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. Or you can call in the old-fashioned way. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.